Jeff Wittick is Vice President, Corporate Business Development for Plant CML. He also has served as a public safety professional in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania for more than 18 years. He joins us today to talk about challenges facing call takers and 911 centers and the solutions provided by the industry. Thank you for joining us today, Jeff.
Thank you, Mary Rose, and good morning. As you pointed out, I've been in public safety for a number of years, going on nearly 30 now. And in that period of time, I've served both as a responder in police agencies and EMS agencies, but also as a communications director and public safety director in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. So I welcome the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time. First, can you tell us about the major communication challenges facing public safety agencies today?
Most certainly. I think that there are a number of challenges. It's really an exciting time, though. When we talk about challenges, challenges are what you make of them, and it's a very exciting time in public safety communications because the technology is changing so rapidly. Nevertheless, the public safety communications directors are struggling with shrinking budgets and the need to, frankly, do more with less. They have to worry about interoperability standards, technologies such as voice over IP, enterprise solutions. But the good news is that there are solutions to all of these challenges, and with the implementation of the right solutions, we can overcome the challenges that the public safety directors face.
What are some of those solutions?
The solutions that are being deployed at this period of time are what many people call next generation solutions. That is, they are solutions that are IP-centric. So the solutions, the computer telephony solutions, are able to accept calls not only from the circuit switched telephone network, in other words, the plain old telephone service that we have dealt with for many years, but they are also IP-centric. So we are then able to accept calls via wireless, via voice over IP, and frankly, those solutions are even ready for the true next generation introduction, which is really not voice at all, but which is what is classified as non-traditional communications. It's really data. And those solutions are deployed in such a way so as to make them more interoperable, meaning that customers share a common infrastructure and using the IP network are then able to share and disseminate that information over the IP network in an enterprise environment. Plant CML has actually several solutions that do just that, whether it's our Vesta CS solution, our Sentinel CM solution, or even our Vesta Palace solution, which has just been enhanced with even greater IP phone capability, so that we're able to deploy that solution in even more enterprise environments and meet the needs of an ever-growing number of customers that want to be ready for next generation. All of those solutions that I mentioned are IP-ready today and capable of next-generation deployment as we speak.
How will those next-generation and E911 change the job of the call takers, the dispatchers working in the field?
That's a great question. So, next-generation, when we talk about next-generation, many people simply think of the delivery of an E911 call over voice over IP. And in fact, the call taker's job, or the, better put, the telecommunicator's job, as it relates to voice over IP, is not going to change dramatically. When they receive an E911 voice over IP call, they're still going to get a voice component, they're still going to get Annie, and they're still going to get Allie. What is really going to change the telecommunicator environment is the introduction of non-traditional communications or non-traditional data. Things like video and audio and automatic crash notification, weather alerts. It could be personal telematics. It's the receipt of all of these non-traditional communications and the processing of those non-traditional messages that's going to most dramatically change the telecommunicators' environment, how they do business, and how they interact with not only the caller, but how they'll interact with their responding agencies as well.
And thinking about that and the next generation and all the new technologies, what are the future trends or technologies users should expect to see in the next, let's say, 5 years?
In the next 5 years, what we're going to see is, again, an introduction of voice over IP. So a movement from circuit switched telephony to packet switched telephony. So a shift from CAMA to voice over IP. We'll see an ever-growing introduction into the PSAP of that next generation data. The things that I previously mentioned, like text messaging, video, audio, crash notification, telematics, weather alerts. It's mind-boggling to think of all of the data that can potentially be introduced. Additionally, however, what we're going to see is the products in the PSAP. The products that Plant CML introduces are going to look more and more data-centric. So Vesta and Sentinel are state-of-the-art next-generation call processing platforms. We'll be able to handle all of those next-generation non-traditional data types that are received, but they will also take on the behaviors, take on the characteristics of a data-centric call processing environment. And that data-centric call processing environment makes the PSAP look more and more like a Department of Defense command and control center, because that's really what the Department of Defense does today. It receives vast quantities of data from all different sources. It then makes sense of that data, displays the data in an intelligent manner that makes the data immediately actionable, and then that data is then retransmitted or shared, it's made interoperable, to other responders. That type of DoD environment is what is called a C4 environment. Command, control, communications, and computing. So the PSAP environment of the future is going to shift to a more data-centric environment that processes calls in that C4 format. That's what we'll see evolving in the next 5 years or so.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Jeff.
You're so welcome. Thank you and have a good day.
That completes our podcast. This is Mary Rose Roberts. Thank you for listening.